How podcasts can help independent authors sell more books. Podcasts have become as valid a form of media like blogs and YouTube videos. They are not necessarily radio substitutes, so to speak, but they are the perfect form of entertainment for those commuting to work or college every day. They are easy to carry, do not hurt your eyes. Just sit and listen. Thus, podcasts were popularized, covering all possible subjects. We are no longer in an age where people consume whatever is in front of them. Instead, we look for specific content right for our tastes. We'd rather choose and marathon a series on Netflix than follow the TV schedule. Then, of course, we listen to the podcasts that interest us and the songs in our heads instead of turning on the radio and letting it go. The podcast is a powerful marketing tool. Marketing also follows these new trends. More and more is being invested in digital advertisements that appear only to interested people. And another exciting way is to establish partnerships with influencers whose target audience is the same as your genre and style. The influencer's word of trust conquers new consumers. But what does all this have to do with you, an independent author? Podcasts can be a way for you to find your own audience. Your readers, your loyal public.
How podcasts works for independent authors. For ebook authors and independent authors, the tactic is to get your potential readers interested in what you have to say. Therefore, the chosen podcast must follow the same theme as your books. For example, if you write fantasy books, ideally, your podcast is specialized in the fantasy genre, including covering other forms of media, documentaries, such as movies, but always mentioning books. In short, talk about the same topics as from your book in your podcast. Having your own podcast is a loyalty tool. You'll gain loyal listeners who turn on your podcast on their way to work each day, and who are likely to read your book before bed rather than using an insomnia remedy. It's an interesting way to test your ideas, too, telling listeners about projects in development and collecting their opinions. Some can use podcasts to help themselves with clever ways to fundraise their projects. However, it is not necessary to have your own podcast to promote your books. That's what partnerships are for. A positive point of podcasts for authors is that guests are always welcome to make the program enjoyable. Try contacting podcasts that share your target audience, see if they're not interested in doing an interview or guest appearance. Usually, you don't need to be in the same place as the person to record. It would be best if you had a good microphone and internet connection. If you don't want to participate in the podcast, you can simply submit your book and kindly ask them to review it. We call this method a book tour. Basically, you choose a route for your book, which bloggers, YouTubers, and podcasters you will send your ebook to. Everyone involved, who must previously agree to participate in this book tour, will promote your book. At the end of the day, it is people who win over other people, the human element is vital, and solid and honest exchange is critical. The podcast humanizes the author and shows some of that amazing mind you have to your readers. And, well, if they are interested in what you have to say, they will probably be interested in what you have to write as well. Furthermore, even if you're not interested in starting a podcast yet, it can be an excellent opportunity to familiarize yourself with the subject. If you haven't already, why not start listening to a podcast? We already talked about it. There are podcasts for all tastes and genres.